A filmmaker wants to install a wireless camera in his eye socket. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. A few years ago, doctors removed Rob Spence's right eye. He had damaged it more than 20 years ago while shooting his grandfather's gun on a trip to Ireland. Now, the 36-year-old Canadian documentary filmmaker, who calls himself the Eyeborg guy, is working with a team of engineers to implant a camera in his prosthetic eye. Spence plans to use the eye cam to shoot scenes for a new film, a film which will examine the perils of surveillance by camera.
The main reason why I decided to change my prosthetic eye into a camera was because I'm a filmmaker who just got a hole in his head. Once those two conditions are there, then the next step is natural.
Maybe so, but, you know, the palm of your hand or a tripod or normal tools for sort of holding a camera are certainly still going to give you better results. So, I mean, is it that natural of a progression?
As a documentary filmmaker, you're always trying to get a more and more natural conversation with somebody. As soon as I put a camera in between me and another person, everything changes. The behavior completely changes. People's voice changes. They don't say what they would normally say. There's a great show on television now called Taxi Cab Confessions. And, of course, much like I would, they get a release form so that they're allowed to broadcast it on television after a conversation that taxi cab driver / directors have with unknowing taxi cab customers. But the result is a conversation that is so realistic, so natural, that people are very drawn to that show.
Because they never see the camera.
They never see the camera. And so, I mean, another thing that people ask me is, well, then why don't you just get a secret camera on a hat or on a pair of glasses? And often it's people like yourself that ask me that. And one of my first responses is, well, would you be interviewing me if I had, you know, a camera in my glasses? And that's the other challenge of documentary, is to get your idea out there. In particular, my idea, the subject of my film that I'm making with the camera eye, is about surveillance. It's a good point. I mean, what you're basically saying is, like, aren't you being a little bit hypocritical? You're worried about people's privacy being invaded and so on and so forth. It's kind of like a fight fire with fire situation. You know, I've had some coverage on the internet and some press, and I get a lot of these comments online, which is like, you're going to invade my privacy. I'm really worried about this. You're being hypocritical. But if in Toronto, for example, I were to say to a friend, did you know there's 12,000 new security cameras going in next week? They're like, oh, yeah, can you pass me the salt? For some reason, when we're filmed 40, 50, 100 times a day, we don't care because there's this sense that, oh, well, if somebody in authority has the camera, that's fine. But as soon as you give it like a camera that you're not sure you're being watched with to a center-left documentary maker, for some reason, that's really scary.
Rob Spence, the Eyeborg guy, is a Canadian filmmaker who plans to have a camera installed in his prosthetic eye. For more on this story, visit futuretense.publicradio.org. I'm John Gordon.